Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tenet Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, 46410. Our worship hours is on Sundays at 10 a.m. and our Bible study is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and you can see us on Facebook. Also, please check out our Twitter and our Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to hit the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel. If you would like to donate or be a part of Tenet Meeting Holiness Ministries, go to our website where you will see everything that we do there. You can reach us at tommminc.wixsite.com/tenetmeeting. And if you would like to email us or talk to us, email us at tommminc@yahoo.com. Now back to our service. Welcome to Tenet Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, and today we're going to be in the book of Proverbs 22. And we're going to jump right on in. We'll never forget that Proverbs was mostly written by King Solomon, right? And the wisdom that God has shared with him, he is sharing with us. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to jump right in. Proverbs 22:1, and it says, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches." You choose the name that you carry. It's to be chosen. You want to be known as somebody great? You want to be known as some as a thug? You want to be known as somebody crazy? You know what I'm saying? How do you want to be known? A good name is chosen. You choose to be whoever you want to be. Whoever you are, you have chosen that. You can say, well, it was because of my upbringing, this is the way I am. But you don't have to stay that way. You chose to. We have to take responsibility for our own selves. We can't wallow in our upbringings and the bad breaks that we didn't have in our lives and let that shape and mold us to who we are. When we have the choice to get out of that and we choose not to. So a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. We choose to be somebody who's after money all the time. And you'll see on TikTok and Facebook people just holding up stacks of money and thinking that's so cool and all of that. These are some miserable people. Because when you have to display the money in your hand to show, look at what I got, you are not happy with who you are. You don't see some of the richest people in the world walking around with stacks of money in their hands.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Rich people don't have to display that they're rich people.
Right. Right.
They just are rich people.
Right. Sure.
Right?
Right.
You're not happy with your life when you're doing that. And you have something that you feel that you need to prove to people. You don't prove nothing to nobody. Just be you.
Right.
Be who God intended you to be. And all the rest of that stuff will fall into place. It says, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. To have favor with the Lord is everything. Right? What's better than having favor with God? Well, I need silver and gold. I can do a lot with that. You can do more with God.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Your riches, when you have God, natural riches, your life goes beyond that.
Right? 2 says, the rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The rich and the poor. Think about this. How do you know you're rich? Because there's poor people. How do you know you poor? Because you see people with more than what you got.
Right.
God say rich and the poor, they meet together.
Right.
Vain people don't know that they vain until they see somebody that doesn't have what they have. And they have something to prove to themselves.
Right.
I don't associate with people like them. Wow, what's wrong with people like them?
Wow.
God says the poor will be with you always.
Always.
It's so interesting to hear stories of rich people and poor people. Because you will hear about rich people not being able to cope when they're not rich. But poor people know how to cope with anything because they used to being they used to adjusting to things.
That's right? So true.
You know, when you don't have, you adjust to what you don't have, and you use what you have.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with either one. Just be humble about it. There's nothing wrong with being rich, but be humble about being rich. You don't know what I needed, what I had to do to get here. Well, teach somebody else how to do it then.
Yeah.
And stop looking down on everybody.
Right.
Yeah. True.
Right? Well, I have to be careful because people use me for my money. So you don't help nobody?
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Too much is given, much is required.
Amen.
You have a lot? Give some to people.
Say that.
I was watching this guy yesterday. He was on TikTok, maybe. Okay. I think it was TikTok.
Okay.
And he was like this poor guy, and he was at this grocery store, and this lady came out with a basket, and she walked in, and he was like, "Ma'am, can I have some food?" And she was like, "I don't have any money." And he is like, "I'm not asking for money. I just wanted something out of your basket. Do you have anything to give me?" She's like, "No, you can't have what's in my basket." And she's just all mean and mad. And then she goes off to the side. And then there's this other man that came out. And he was like, "Sir, you mind giving me something out of your basket?" He's like, "I don't have any money." He's like, "Well, I don't want any money. I just wanted some food. I'm hungry." And then the guy said, "Well, would you like these bag of chips?" And he was like, "Yeah, I would love this bag of chips." The lady over here, she was like, "Don't be giving him nothing. We'll have people like him all over the place if you start giving them food."
Yeah.
So he gave the man the chips. And the guy said, "Thank you, sir. Why did you give me the chips?" He said, "Because you said you was hungry." So the guy says, "I tell you what I'm going to do. How much was everything in your basket?" He said, $80. He was like, "Well, here's the $80. I'm paying for everything that you just paid for."
Wow.
So the lady comes back to him, and he was like, "Why would you do that?" He was like, "Because I'm doing a research thing where to see if anybody would give me food. And whoever gives me food, I'm going to pay for all of their groceries when they come out of the store." So he paid for that, and the lady over here, "Well, why you didn't say that in the first place?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, you didn't give me anything." She was like, "Well, here, you can have a banana. Would you like a banana?" Or, he was like, "No. It's too late."
You failed. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and the thing is, the Bible says, you know, be careful how you treat people.
Yeah.
Because you might be entertaining angels unaware.
Right.
You know, and it was just interesting to see the mood of people not wanting to help others. And then the reality of somebody who is humble, who don't mind giving you.
Right.
You know, when you don't have. It's sad, you know, to see. But it was good to see the other side of that. You know.
Yeah.
You know, and we just have to be better people. Stop failing when it's time to help somebody. Amen?
Amen.
3 says, the prudent sees danger and hides himself. But the simple go on and suffer for it. People that have patience, it's like they listen instead of doing a lot of talking. You know, they don't talk a lot, they just listen. But it says, but the simple just go right on into it. Jazz talking, saying stuff, don't know what they talk, jazz talking. And make a fool out of themselves. Move beyond that.
Right.
Move beyond that. Use a little wisdom when you're doing things. I don't think you should do that. No, I got this. Don't worry about it. You ever did this before? No, but I seen it happen. I seen this before. You know the worst thing you can say sometimes? How hard can it be? It can get pretty hard.
Yes.
I mean, in a lot of ways, it's good to try things new. If you don't know how to do it, that's how you learn. But you can really make some big mistakes if you just don't listen to somebody else trying to give you some wisdom on some things, and you just all willy-nilly about it and just go for it, huh? Right?
Wow.
That's funny. But it's so true. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. Simple people just suffer for the problems that they have because they don't listen. They don't think. 4 says, the reward of humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. When you are humble, there's a lot to gain from being humble. There's a lot to gain, especially with God. And it says, riches, honor, and life. Riches, honor, and life when you are a humble person. But people a lot of times mistaken your humility for weakness. 5 says, thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. Right? So we look at people in their crooked ways, doing crooked things all the time. And it's a thorn and a snare for them. They keep running into trouble. You know, you work just as hard doing bad things as you would if you would just act right. You know how hard it is? How hard you have to work to scheme and plot and plan people's demises and evil things. And you can use that same energy to do something positive. Yeah, we're going to scheme on how to get these people out of their money, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. That same energy you can spend going and put an application in to get a job. Right? But we want the quick way out. We want the quick way around. That's why people are trying to go around Christ to get to heaven. We don't want to go through that.
Amen.
Christ suffered for our sins, but you want to smooth right in.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Right? Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. Right? It says, train up a child in sin. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. If you start teaching the child about Christ, that will not leave him.
Right.
As he gets older, he might stray away and do his own thing. But Amen. But what he has learned when he was young will still be there.
Amen.
And he will come back to it, just Amen. Like the prodigal son. Because he knows this is the only way.
Right.
This is the way.
But you have to teach them first.
Amen.
Right, right.
You have to put that in them. Right? Amen. And it don't say teach, it says train. Right?
Right.
Just like it don't say read, it say study.
Okay.
Because teaching somebody and training somebody is two different things.
Yes.
Teaching them is, man, okay, I'm going to teach you how to do this. Training somebody is, this is a way of life for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you get trained in something, this is something you use every day.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
They don't teach you in the military, they train you in the military.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Because this is a way of life for you.
Right.
This is it.
That's right.
You teach ethics. You train people in life lessons.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
Seven. The rich rules over the poor.
Uh-huh.
And the borrower is the slave of the lender. The borrower is the slave of the lender. When you get those cars that's too expensive for you and you got these big old car notes, you a slave to the lender. Right?
Right.
Because if you don't pay them on time, you're trying to make arrangements, they don't want to make arrangements with you. You scuffing, trying to call people, get a little extra money so you can pay your bill. You know? Now think about this. You got a big car note, and your car note's due, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, you don't have enough. Okay, and you call people, I need to make arrangements. Okay, you got 7 days. That's your arrangement. Uh-huh. Oh, okay, well let me go and get this couple of money. Now, I'm gonna borrow some money from my brother, okay? I got the money. But now you owe your brother.
Right.
So now, not only did you earn, because I need to get this money from a couple different sources. So let me call my cousin and get the rest of it. So now, you owe the car note, your brother, and your cousin. You're a slave to all these people. And everybody want their money.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender. When I'm going to get my money? Oh, I'll get it to you next week. They don't want to hear you had an issue. They just want their money back.
Right.
You become a slave to the lender. So you start hiding from people. When they call you, you don't answer the phone. Don't get into a point where you'd like that.
Uh-huh.
Bible tells you not to do that. This scripture don't tell you not to do that. It just tells you what will happen if you do. Right?
Uh-huh.
8 says, whoever sows injustice will reap a calamity. Mm. So when you're doing something bad, you're going to sow it.
See.
You're going to end up in a calamity. You do something wrong, Now, listen to the words of the scripture, and this is the language of the scripture. Whoever sows injustice, if you do somebody wrong, you will reap a calamity, which means this will go totally bad for you. If you do one small injustice, this little small injustice is going to turn into a big old thing of destruction for you. Well, I was just trying to help. Right? And the rod of his fury will fall. Well, I was just trying to help. Ain't nobody asked you to help. You ever get into a situation where you go and try to help somebody because it's the right thing to do? And then they turn on you?
Yeah,
happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Especially people in, just not in Christ. You think you're going to go and save them and dun-dun-dun-dun, you know. They're going to appreciate this.
Sit down, hero.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm going to help her get out of this bad relationship. She'll turn on you.
Right.
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
You know? It happens.
Okay.
And you're trying to do the right thing. Stay out of doing the right thing out of people's business.
Right.
That don't want you in there.
That's it.
You know. Whosoever sows injustice will reap a calamity. And that's not to say that that part is an injustice, but it is in a way, because you're getting into something that you ain't got no business in.
Right.
And to the person you're doing it to, it's an injustice to them. Nobody asked you to get in it. Why did you get in it? I was trying to help you, but I didn't ask you to help me. And they didn't. They didn't. And they can truly say that, and you can't say nothing, because they did not ask you to help.
Say that, say that.
But you don't know what you're doing. They may not know what they're doing. That's the whole point of why they didn't ask you.
Right.
Because they don't know what they're doing. Jesus was on the cross and said, we do not know what we're doing. Right?
Right.
Okay.
That's it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
9 says, whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed. What's a bountiful eye? An eye for things that they understand could be a blessing to you, to yourself. You know, you just have that eye for, this gonna work. You know? People that discern good things, you know? You ever had those people, you know? And it's like, it just seemed like everything they do just is good. It works. You just have good ideas. You know, it's always somebody you know that you always go to when you have something going on and you want to ask them, because you know that they're going to tell you if it's a good idea or not. You know?
Right.
Because they give good advice on that. Whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed. For he shares his bread with the poor. Which means, come and talk to me. Come and talk to me, because I'm going to give you some good advice.
Say that.
You know, they don't mind sharing the knowledge that they have about different things. Those are bountiful people, and they're going to be blessed, because God doesn't mind giving them bountiful things, because he knows they're going to share them.
Right.
Too much is given, much is required, right? If much is required, if God gives me something, much is required from him giving it to us. If he gives me something and I'm giving it back, he's going to give me more, and I'm going to give that back. And he's going to give me more than that, and I'm going to give that back. God doesn't mind giving me anything, because he knows that I'm going to give it back and I'm going to help out.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
Uh-huh.
God says he's blessed because he shares bread with the poor.
Mm-hmm.
He don't mind helping somebody in need. Because, see, those are the type of people that's like, yeah, I don't mind helping. Why? Because I've been there.
See, that's
right.
I used to be you. And I didn't have nobody help me, but I'm going to help people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or they've been in a situation where I've been there and I had somebody help me, so now I'm paying it forward. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to help people like I was helped when I was young. You know?
See, that's all right.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we're going to stop at 10. And 10 says, drive out a scoffer.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who always talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Drive them out. And strife will go out.
Mm-hmm.
So these people that's always talking about you and saying crazy things,
yeah.
God say drive them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then all their negative energy going to leave too.
Right.
You'd be surprised the atmosphere that you have when you get rid of these people.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You'd be like, wow, I can breathe. These people that talk about you and don't want you around, but they want your ideas,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Leave them and watch all of that strife and misery that you have dealing with them people go away. It's got to deal. It's got to go. And it says, and quarreling and the abuse will cease.
Right.
All the mess
mm-hmm.
ceases. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You see that? Get away from all the scoffers,
mm-hmm.
all the people talking about you, all the people doing these things
mm-hmm.
behind your back,
mm-hmm.
taking all your ideas, but don't take you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right.
Right.
Say they your friend, but don't talk to you at all.
Yeah.
Mm. And all the quarreling and abuse will cease.
Yeah.
Watch it go away. Watch it disappear.
Right.
And all of the negative energy that they brought to the table is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even know it was negative energy until it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace comes upon you.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And if you want that type of peace, make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Repent for your sins and be baptized in the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And watch how these things start lifting off of you when you use these Bible principles in the book of Proverbs. Because this is God's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And watch how these Bible principles change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you today for these scriptures.
Amen.
We thank you for giving us a better understanding about ourselves.
Uh-huh.
You give us what we need.
See?
As far as what we need to know about our lives and the people around us.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you for the good and the bad.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
without the bad, it won't shape us into being better people.
Sure, sure.
Father, we thank you and we praise your name in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
You.
We pray and say amen.
Amen.
Stay blessed and faithful.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Thanks for watching 10 of Meeting Holiness Ministries. For more of God's Word, please subscribe to this channel.
Don't forget to hit the like button and the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel.
Thanks again for coming.
And as always, stay blessed and faithful.